Good evening and welcome to Hot Topics from the Soul. I'm your host, Dr. Valerie Parker Hagen, and it is Tuesday. We just came out of an election, and I have my co-host, Dr. J.R. Thicklin.
It is tremendous Tuesday. What a difference a week make. And listen, we're on the other side to live through it. You told them last week. A change is coming.
Yes, it is. A change is coming. And, you know, so much has been going on in the news since then. And I thought it more fitting to bring one of the greatest motivational speakers that I've come across in a long time. He's one of Les Brown's proteges. He's actually one of his platinum premier speakers. And yes, when you hear him tonight, you will never be the same, because he's a motivational speaker, he's an author, he's a coach, and as I said, and he's my friend. I had the opportunity of meeting him a couple of years ago, and I said to him, I said, the only problem with you and other speakers is they haven't heard you yet. And when you hear him, you're going to agree with me that he is absolutely phenomenal. So those of you that have not heard of Kareem R. Ellis, here he is. And Kareem, I'm so excited for you to be on my show. Motivational speaker, author, coach. Hey.
Welcome. I was trying to text you. You caught me off guard. I was going to say,
I said, okay, what is he saying now?
The audio was messing up again, and I'm going, okay, we got a problem, but you're perfectly fine now. And I heard the last part of that intro, so by the smile on my face, everything's okay.
Oh, wow. You know, 2020 has been a train wreck for so many people, and you have just released a book called GPS, My Success.
Yes.
So tell us about that.
Okay, gotcha. So before even jumping into the book, let me give you the synopsis of why this is so important. Recently, I went to the eye doctor. I wear contacts. I know you can't tell. This sexy face is got you fooled, but I wear contacts, and I've been wearing contacts since the eighth grade, right? And one of the reasons why I wore contacts is I want to play basketball in eighth grade. I want to play for my high school basketball team. And so when I went to the doctor, it was the very first time I realized that I had astigmatism, that I needed corrective lenses. See, what a lot of folks fail to understand, the best vision you can have is 20/20 vision. Okay. That is the best vision you can have. A doctor's job is to send you out with the prescription so you can see 20/20. And the reason this is so important, because we're not at the end of this year. We are still in the year 2020. And like you said earlier, all hell is broken loose on this planet. It's almost like we sat down and played the game Jumanji. Someone rolled the dice and walked away and left us stuck in the game on board level 7. And we are desperately trying to make it out. I mean, anything that can go wrong has gone wrong. We are at each other's throats based on religion. We're based on political affiliations. We've had viruses that have shut us down. Folks are out of work. People are losing employment. We got a housing crisis. We got so many things going on. And in the midst of all this, when I see 2020 says perfect vision. And so the question I have for most people before we even talk about the book, yes, shameless plug, the book, I want to ask you, how clear is your vision? Because for many of us, 2020 has been a year where it's shown us the stigmatisms in our life. Mm-hmm. For a lot of us, we found out that what we thought we had financially going to carry us through couldn't last for more than 3 months. We had to use a stimulus check to get us through. For many of us, we thought our titles and our degrees were going to carry us over until the government says, you're no longer essential. You got to sit down on the sidelines. You're no longer essential. Your business has to be shut down. For many of us, we're in relationships where it's fine and dandy, and I love you dearly as long as I'm out of the house 8 hours a day. But to be stuck under the same roof with you for 12 hours straight, I didn't realize how much you get on my nerves. And so this for me is a season, and for many people, where I believe God is saying, What's the stigmatism that's slowing you down? You went into this season thinking you could see things clearly, and now that I've pulled the wool off everything, you're realizing that you're either nearsighted or farsighted, and you're not seeing things 2020, which is why you stuck like Chuck. So before we leave 2020 and go into 2021, the question is, how clear is your vision?
Or how better clear? Yet,
are you willing to GPS your success?
Wow, that is powerful. Didn't I tell y'all the reason you have not book this young man or at your event is because you have not heard him. This is a platform where speakers can get a chance to be showcased. I have so many connections around the world and on Facebook. And Kareem is going to go in more about who he is and his story, because people will book who they know, like, and trust. So you are gonna fall in love with him. I said so. This is my baby. When I heard him for the first time speak at Les Brown's training, and he came off stage, I said, "You my baby." said, this is my baby.
You were adopted immediately.
I adopted him. You know, we have some phenomenal speakers that Les Brown has trained, and he's gonna be with us next week. So. Get ready. But right now, Kareem E. Ellis is in the spotlight. And when you hear his phenomenal story, and just that little snippet there should get you charged up.
Absolutely.
So, Kareem, you have the floor. Dr. J, you have any questions you want to ask Kareem before he gets going? Because when this boy gets going, he's gone.
Well, he already sounds like a certified ophthalmologist, so I'm ready to hear some more there with the stigmatism and the 2020 vision and just the way that you've laid it out, because I am saying, for some people, this is the right time and the right moment to hear exactly what you just said, because while we're trying to get out of 2020, we're trying to accelerate, we wish we could erase the rest of the calendar month. What you're really saying is that, listen, no. This stigmatism is here for a reason, and we need to be readjusted so that we can have the right vision to even go forward. So look, I'm all ears.
Absolutely. One of the things that Les has poured into me that's so powerful, he told me, you can't conquer what you won't confront.
Wow.
You cannot conquer what you won't confront. And for many of us, this has been a year-long season where we've had things and challenges. We have to figure out, how do we conquer it? Because we're playing the game at half speed. We're not realizing what our weaknesses are. And we know the enemy loves to exploit one's weaknesses. The enemy loves to exploit our weaknesses. So it's powerful that we identify the weakness and build up strength in those particular arenas. So let's jump into the concept of GPS My Success. And again, the reason why this is so powerful is I believe that everything starts with vision. One of my favorite scriptures in the Book of Life says, write the vision and make it plain. That means that while I am here on this planet, before I got married, before I created a business, before I got the degree, before I popped out kids, before I got the house, the picket fence, the three dogs, the two cars, God gave me a purpose, a vision, something to walk out. That is my assignment.
Absolutely.
Point blank. So write the vision and make it plain means I have to identify what is the reason why I am here. So when I think of a GPS, I think of a GPS as a vision machine, meaning that if I give a GPS an address, the sole purpose for that GPS is to show me how to get from where I am to where I want to be. But a GPS is useless till I give it an address. So the first question I'm going to ask everyone on this call, everyone watching this video, I don't care where you are, I don't care whose roof you're under, first and foremost, what address is inside your life's GPS? Because many of us spend a lifetime with no address in the GPS. And so we go nowhere, we accomplish nothing, we do nothing of greatness, we don't leave a mark behind because we don't know where we're going to. The reason why vision is so important, vision attaches to everything. We said earlier about Les Brown. Les Brown, yes, he is my mentor, but I wouldn't even know what type of mentor to look for if I didn't start with vision. Vision dictates who the mentor should be based on the results. When it comes to money, I say money is a tool. Everyone gets up getting paychecks or whatever have you. How you get your coins, how you secure the bag, that's on you. But if I give you $1 million right now and you don't have a vision to attach it to, you'll waste that money. We've seen lottery winners go broke in 5 years. We've seen NFL and NBA stars broke in 6 years. How do you go broke with a $5 million signing bonus? You never had a vision for the money outside of playing the game. So you have to have a vision, because all the resources God will give to you will affix itself to the vision. Let's talk about the concept of time. Time's our most valuable resource. Before I knew what my vision and my calling was, I was wasting my time. I was wasting my time. I'd get off work and watch TV. I'd hang with my buddies, hit the bars, the nightclub scene. I was wasting my time on relationships that weren't fruitful. When I got clear on the vision, then I get clear on the resources, not only how to use the resource, but how to eliminate resources that I no longer need. Even with education, I know a lot of people that have gone out and got education with no vision. If you get education and have no vision, you can do nothing with that education but be subservient to somebody else's vision. That's a dangerous place to be at. That's a dangerous place, okay? So number one, you gotta set the vision. You gotta have an idea, what am I getting up for every single day? What is my purpose? Why am I doing this? And when the resources come in, when I'm making my strategic connections, when I'm working on my relationship capital, how does this attach itself to the vision to get me closer to my fantastic finish line? So the first thing is, I got to set an address in the GPS. I got to be clear on that, okay? The second thing is, I got to be willing to move with clarity. And this is so important. If I put an address inside a GPS gives me crystal clear instructions on how to get from where I am to where I want to be. There is little to no confusion. In other words, if I'm trying to drive from my house in Cincinnati, Ohio, to downtown, which is about a good 25-minute drive, the instructions are going to say, make a right-hand turn, get on Ronald Reagan Highway West. You're going to drive Ronald Reagan for about 2 minutes. You're going to get in your left-hand lane. You're going to merge onto 75 South. You're going to ride 75 South for at least 20 minutes. Get in your left-hand lane, take exit 13, and then boom, you're downtown. You can be the dumbest person in the world and still follow those instructions to the T. But what if my GPS gave me something different? What if I put instructions in and my GPS said, you're going to make a right-hand turn. No, I'm sorry. Go left. No. Right. You're going to turn right. Go turn right. And then when you get to Ronald Reagan, you're going to drive Ronald Reagan for anywhere between 5 to 8 minutes. And then when you see 75, go 75 north. South. I gave you wrong instructions. Go 75 south. You're going to ride that for about another 10 minutes. And then when you get to the fork in the road, I want you to pull off to the side. I'm going to catch back up with you and tell you what to do when you get there. If you got instructions as crazy as that, you take that GPS and hurl it out the window, because it's impossible to follow instructions that lack clarity. The reason why a lot of people miss out on opportunity is not because the opportunity don't exist. They miss out on opportunity because they're not clear about their goal. So they can have an opportunity that is a game changer, a shifter that is literally 2 feet away from them. And they'll walk past with blinders on because they're not clear about what they are trying to do. This is how you get stuck at a job you were never called to be stuck at for 10 years. This is how you get stuck in a relationship that's not fruitful for 8 years. This is how you get used and abused by friendships that should have been cut off after 30 days. Even jobs will give you a 90-day trial period to decide whether or not you are moving with the clarity of the company. So until I understand clarity behind what I want, there's a risk that I'm operating out of confusion. And in my world, my reality, confusion always equals no. So we got to be clear about what we want. It's not enough for me to say I want to see an increase in my funds in 2021. I about to have a specific dollar amount. I about to know how many zeros I want to see behind that bank account number. I've been doing keto this year because, like a lot of us, I got caught up with the corona shutdown and I spiked to 220 calories. You know, a brother was doing all headshots. You weren't getting nothing below this. You weren't getting the man boobs. You were just getting face shots all over social media. I said, this is not your image. The way I got the weight down, I knew I wanted to get down to 165, from 220 to 165. I'm at 165 now, but I use keto to do it, a keto diet to do it, and I got the weight off because I moved with clarity. I knew exactly what it is I wanted. You can't hit a target that you're not aimed at. So the second thing is,
wow,
move with clarity. You have to be
clear. Okay, when you move in, when you move in a little closer, then I can hear you, but you sound far away when you're talking. So I'm going to pull out of the thing so I can hear it to make sure you're sounding okay, and then I'll come back. But you could go ahead and tell us.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So the second thing is moving with clarity. Number three is all about connections. Number three is all about connections. For those of us that have been living on a rock out somewhere in deep space and we don't know how GPS technology works, it's pretty simple. I put an address inside my GPS. The GPS finds a local cell phone tower. That cell phone tower pings a satellite in outer space. And as long as I have that trifecta connection going on, as long as I got that going on, I can find instructions to anywhere I want to go in real time, as long as I got that connection going on. Now, a few years ago, I remember talking to this older gentleman here in Cincinnati, Ohio. He had this big event that he puts on every year, and he wanted me to keynote it. And for the amount of money he was going to pay, I'm like, hey, I am there. I got the message for you. We're going to rock the room. But he was so old school that he literally said, hey, here's my dilemma. I want to meet you face to face. I don't do anything over the phone. We're not going to do emails. We're not going to do fax and text. I want to meet you face to face to get an idea of who you are in person. And then after that, we can sign the contract. So I remember getting up at like 7 o'clock in the morning, getting dressed. First impressions are the best impression. I put on a nice suit, got dressed up real nice, put on some good cologne, and I'm on my way for this appointment early in the morning. Problem being is I forgot about rush hour traffic, right? I forgot about the fact that, you know, rush hour traffic gets a little thick and hard to maneuver and make it through it. And so as I'm watching the road, I'm watching my GPS. I'm watching the road, I'm watching my GPS. I'm watching the road, I'm watching my GPS. And out of nowhere, I hit this dead zone. Now, some of you guys aren't familiar with dead zones. So let me break this down for you. In Cincinnati, Ohio, there are certain arenas. There are certain areas where you lose your signal. You can drive and got a signal 1 minute. You got all five bars. And then you hit this pocket and everything stops. Phone calls drop. GPS stops. Some parking garages are like this. Some elevators are like this. You hit the dead zone, you lose your signal. So as I'm driving, I hit this dead zone. And I'm not paying attention. And when I look back at the GPS, I have no signal. So I don't know where my turnoff is. And I go barreling past my exit ramp. Now, by the grace of God, I looped around the city very quickly, ran a couple red lights, and I made it to the destination on time. But let's talk about connections and dead zones, because this is crucial if you want to achieve success in 2021. Number one, who do you need to strategically connect with that's going to take you to the next level in 2021? I'm a strong believer that if you have a God-given dream, a God-given goal, it will always be larger than you. I'm a powerhouse gifted speaker, and I'm not saying that out of ego. I know my gift. That's like looking at a cheetah. Yes. And a cheetah confused about how fast. A cheetah knows it's the fastest thing out there in the wild. Nothing is running faster than me at 70 miles per hour. The cheetah has embraced this gift, okay? So as a speaker, I embrace my gift, but I got to understand something. My gift and talent can only take me so far. If it's a God-inspired dream, that means that some of the doors that I need to go through are attached to other people outside my realm. If I could do it on my own, I wouldn't need God's help. Yeah, I wouldn't need God's attachments to different people, right? And so when we talk about connections, number one, who do you need to strategically connect with in 2021 that's going to open doors, present opportunities, and put you in the environment where if you plant the seed called you, we're going to see a harvest. When I think about some of the folks I had to connect with, it's been folks like Dr. Val, it's been Les Brown, it's been a host of the Platinum Speakers. These are individuals that know a thing or two, as Les Brown says, and they've seen a thing or two, and they can help you master a thing or two. They can teach you a thing or two. So if you don't have a coach or a mentor, that's one of the first things I'm going to suggest you do. Mentors are what I call a game changer. They shave years off your destiny. The only reason I was able to move as quickly as I could with my gift is I got connected to the right mentors and coaches that can teach me their years of knowledge and wealth and experience in a fraction of the time. The death of most dreams is time. Most people's shot clock runs out before they get a chance to let it off at the buzzer. So a mentor is a way to cut that down and get that basket in or get that field goal off before your time runs out. And no one here is immortal. We all got a timer attached to our life, all right? So one of the things I'm going to say is coaches and mentors. The second thing is I'm going to say your environment, because seeds are not designed to grow everywhere. Before doing this, my last 9-to-5 job, I was a corporate trainer. So I was mastering my gift and talent on their time. They didn't realize it. I'm using my gift of gab and speaking and teaching and training, and they're paying me for it. But to go national, international, and go to the next level, I can't do that in their environment. I can't do that in their soil. there's a certain level of soil designed to harvest and manifest the seed called you. But you have to know where that seed is planted at. Seed can't grow in toxic soil. Some of you are at jobs that you have outgrown. The question I have, when are you going to serve your two-week notice? Because your purpose is working on you to do what you designed to do, baby. Come on now.
Wow.
So you
got
to be connected to the right people. Connections matter. But on the opposite end of connections, I talked about dead zones. And a dead zone is the place you go to where you lose your signal. And if you're not vigilant, if you ain't paying attention, you can mess around and lose your way. So some of the dead zones I encountered have been family and friends.
Yep.
You heard me right. I said family and friends, because just because they blood don't mean they got your best interests at heart. Let me break something down for folks right now, because some of y'all know this. And y'all just don't want to say nothing about it because you want to be able to smile at Thanksgiving dinner and not have nobody throw no yams on you. I'm going to be real. The very first murder in the book of life was Cain and Abel.
Yes.
There was an issue of jealousy. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery. But before he sold him into slavery, let's be real. They weren't going to sell him into slavery. They wanted to kill him. They were so angry. And there's a side lesson about your gift. You can't use your gift in the wrong place at the wrong time in front of everybody. Joseph's gift was his prophetic ability. He used his gift in the wrong season, and they resented him for it. You got to know when to reel that back. You can't use your gift on everybody. You will create enemies. You got to know when to use it, right?
Exactly.
And even in the movie The Bodyguard with the late, great Whitney Houston, you know, her character, her sister put an assassination hit on her. Her sister could sing, but her sister was so jealous of her success, she wanted her gone. She put a hit on Whitney. She wanted Nippy out of there. So what I'm saying is this, just because they family don't mean they always got your best interests at heart. You got to be cognizant that sometimes your family are your dead zone. You prophesying dreams and goals you're trying to do, and they shutting you down. You can't do that. You can't be this. I know where you come from. I know your past. I know what you did. I know where you've been. I know what you fought through. I know what you was addicted to. I know what your struggle is. You got to learn to watch those personal dead zones, okay? For some of you, the dead zone is the job. You're more than qualified to walk into your purpose, but you sitting at a job that's not, taking you to the next level. And the only reason you still there, because you've been there for so long. There's a principle I love that says the more time you have invested in something, the harder it is for you to walk away from it. There are women walking this earth right now, relationships with deadbeat dudes that know they should have got rid of them, but I've been with them for 8 long years. And I ain't ready to switch up yet. I ain't ready. I got hope that he gonna somehow magnify himself. The more time you have invested in something, the harder it is for you to walk away from it. And for some of you right now, that's been your challenge and your struggle. You know God has called you to do more, be more, have more, produce more. But you've done put 10 years on this job. You done got you 2 degrees in the field, even though it's not your passion. You don't even love what you do. You just showing up for a paycheck to pay bills. Is it your dead zone in the season? Is it the thing that's holding you back and keeping you from your personal level of greatness? Okay. So we talk about the concept of dead zones inside this book and what some of your dead zones may be. Okay. Let's talk about the concept of recalculating, because I think this is a powerful one also. And I know this is going to be funny, because I know the very first time we met, Dr. Val, the message was about my Porsche. And people that know me know I am a Porsche enthusiast. I love Porsche. I've been in love with Porsche since the age of 8. I've been a Porsche enthusiast. And
well,
so
when
I
you,
got my second Porsche.
Before you get into your story with your Porsche, I'm going to, me and Dr. J going to back off, because I want to give you the floor for like 10, 15 minutes. I'm going to give you the floor so people can be focused on you and not distracted, so they can see and hear and listen to it, because it's a powerful story. So I don't want nobody to miss it. So
gotcha.
You have the floor for 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Gotcha. All right. So what I was going to tell you guys is I've been a Porsche enthusiast since the age of 8, right? And so I'm working on Porsche number 4 now. But when I got Porsche number 2, I'm that guy. I'm that guy that names his cars, right? And so I got, at that time, I had 2 cars. I had one called the Black Mamba, black on black, black bottom, black top. And I have one I call the White Lotus, and she's white with a blue top, both convertibles. And when I got the White Lotus, I got it around the time of a good friend's birthday. He had this huge birthday party he's gonna throw, and I just want to show up at the party and surprise him and surprise all the guests. So a brother gonna be real, I had my glasses on, sunglasses on. I want the music laid back, bumping. I just want to pop up on the scene and just stun everybody and show them me rocking out in this brand new, beautiful, crisp, clean white Porsche. And so the party was supposed to start around 6 o'clock. My goal was to get there about 10 minutes earlier to catch all the patrons going in, right? And so I go to get this car detailed. And they got the car looking like new money, smelling great. And I get on the highway, making my way towards my destination. And as I'm driving on the way there, there's this cherry red Mustang that comes barreling on the freeway. And it barely misses my car. I remember slamming the brakes on to keep from rear-ending the car. And as I'm driving behind the car, I notice that there are four teenagers in the car. Two in the front, two in the back. The two in the back are shadow boxing, fighting each other, slapping each other, horse playing. And I'm thinking to myself again, this is dangerous because we're on a highway going 70 miles per hour and they could be a humongous distraction, right? And so out of nowhere, the unthinkable happens. Young kid in the back seat has this giant guzzler cup Slurpee. He decides he no longer wants it. Decides at 70 miles per hour to hurl this cup out the window on the highway. Now, I understand fully what he thought was going to take place. He thought he's going to hurl that cup with enough velocity, it was going to land safely on the side of the road. Unfortunately, the young knucklehead didn't understand the law of physics. The cup hit the wind caught the lid, and in a matter of 3 seconds, my brand new detailed white Porsche convertible, my baby was covered in nothing but sticky purple Slurpee. Now, I tell everybody, man, I love the Lord. I'm a man of faith. But I lost a little bit of religion that day. I ain't gonna lie to you. I went from 0 to 100. I chased those kids from Cincinnati, Ohio, deep into the heart of Kentucky. I mean, I chased them about a good 20, 25 minutes over the border. We flying through the highway, switching lanes around semi trucks. They looking back over their shoulder. I'm throwing up all types of sign language and anger. I can't believe what they did. All I remember is the GPS out of nowhere said, "Welcome to Kentucky." I mean, I was so focused on catching these kids, I lost it. And then finally, a sense of calm came over me. Said, "You got to let the kids go." I talked to myself. We can bury the bodies. This is Kentucky. There's a lot of woods and creek land out here. You got to let them go. So as I pull off to the side of the road and I watch their car disappear, getting smaller and smaller into the distance, I begin to ask myself, what's my next move? Because at this stage of the game, I've been chasing them for so long, I'm literally an hour late for this party. I'm about a good 40 minutes out. So even if I turn around and go to the party, I'm still getting there almost 2 hours late. My game plan of showing up to stun the crowd was definitely not going to happen. And so I decided to myself, I'm just going to go home. I'm going to call it quits. The craziest thing happened, though, as I began to reach for my GPS to put my home address inside of it, the GPS just kept saying recalculating, recalculating, recalculating. Even though I allowed myself to get distracted by these knucklehead kids and off the beaten pathway, missed my turnoff exit, the GPS never gave up on the intended address that was given to it at the beginning of the vision, at the beginning of the drive, from the moment I turned the ignition and started the car up. This is what I'm saying to you. Life has a way of happening. 2020 is a prime example of it. Many of you have faced challenges and setbacks in this year, in this season, that you didn't ask for. Some of you guys got through job layoffs where you had security and financial greatness and you were told you were non-essential. And though even though the country's opening back up, you still ain't landed a job yet and you're frustrated behind it. Some of you got relationship challenges going on where you've been butting heads since this season hit and you're not sure if this relationship's going to weather this storm. Y'all talking about divorce and separation and you didn't ask for any of this. Some of you guys got health challenges you're facing. Some of you guys got kids that are wilding out. Some of you guys got disturbing news. Some of you guys even lost some folks due to COVID-19. And because of that, your whole world shut down. Everything got pushed inside, moved off kilter. The question I have for you is this. When life knocks on your door and gives you something you didn't ask for, are you willing to turn around, call it quits, and go back home? Or will you take a good look at your goal, your dream, the thing you set out to do before your world turned upside down? And are you willing to let yourself recalculate? The one thing I learned is this. When you have a goal, an inspired dream, something that you want, there is always more than one way to get to your fantastic finish line. There's always more than one way. Bruce Lee said it best. He said, be formless like water. If you take water and pour water down the side of a mountain, it will find the quickest way to get to the finish line. It's not fickle about how what makes it to the bottom. So the question being in this season, in this age of setback and challenge, are you willing to recalculate? Because in this season, that's what's called for, to get to the finish line. And the last thing I want to talk to you guys about is checking your history log. Now, I got a friend of mine who got caught cheating on his wife a few years back. And I can pretty much guarantee you guys will never guess how this man got caught cheating. Facts about it, I can hear you now. He got caught on Facebook. He got caught with his cell phone. Racy text messages, photos inside or videos inside his phone. He had lipstick on his collar. He smelled like perfume. He got caught late coming in one night. No, 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 and another no. The way this man got caught cheating was his GPS. It was his GPS. Let me explain this to you, and it's all going to make sense. My friend worked at a job that never gave overtime. And when I say never, I mean it never gave overtime. And so out of nowhere, he comes home to his wife and says, honey, listen, we just landed this new client. We're going to need every able-bodied individual to come in for mandatory overtime for the next 3 to 4 months. Mandatory. I don't have a choice over it. So that means there's going to be a lot of nights I'm coming home late. There's going to be some weekends I'm going to be gone for the whole weekend. And she loved her husband so much, she didn't think anything about it. She was absolutely okay with it, thought, man, we can use the extra income. Now, let me break something down for you. Like most households, they own two vehicles. It wasn't a her vehicle or his vehicle. They had a four-door sedan and they had an SUV. And depending on the need for that day, the workload for that day, you may either take this car or I may take that car. And for the last 30 days, he's been driving the family SUV. One day he wakes up, takes the four-door sedan, leaves the SUV parked in the garage. Now, the wife didn't work. Her hobby, her pastime was going to antique stores, little boutique shops, and looking for old antiques and things like that. And there was this antique shop she went to about 2 months prior. She found this out driving the city, but she couldn't remember the name of it. For the life of her, she couldn't remember the name of it. She called up a bunch of her friends that was into the hobby, said, do you remember that place? Do you remember that name? And no one could recall it. She got on Google for about 10 minutes trying to guess and Google it and couldn't figure it out. And then finally, she got hit with an epiphany moment. She said, when I went last time, I remember putting the address inside the GPS. That's how I pulled it up. I was driving around and I typed in antique stores and it showed me everything in the area. And so the address popped up. So common sense says it still has to be in the history log. So she walks out to the garage, pulls out the key, opens the door, starts up the car, rolls out the GPS and accesses the history log. She's searching for the address. And lo and behold, it's there. That address is right there, alongside a bunch of addresses she's not familiar with. See, there are a few addresses to some very, very nice expensive restaurants, 5-star, that she had never gone to. So she has some confusion about, why would this be in the GPS? There are a couple of nice dating spots. I'm talking putt-putt golf, laser tag. We're talking, you know, some more romantic stuff. These addresses popping up in the GPS. And again, she knew she had never been there. She had never been there. And in case you haven't figured it out yet, there were a couple of very nice, expensive hotel addresses that popped up that she definitely knew she had not been to. Now, I'm not telling you this as we bring this to a close for all the women listeners to say, I heard this powerhouse speaker by the name of Kareem Ellis, and he taught me how to catch my man cheating 101. That is not the reason why I'm giving you this story or scenario. What I'm saying to you was simply this. If I was to step through this screen right now and enter your home, no matter where you are, living room, bedroom, in the car, if I was to step through this screen, put my hand out and say, give me your life's GPS so I can check the history log. When I go through your life's GPS history log, will I find that you've been cheating on your goals and dreams with everybody else's agenda? See, the number one reason why people don't achieve dynamic success is not that they don't put an address inside the GPS. Most of us have an idea where we want to go to. It's not that we don't move through this world with clarity. Most of us can see an opportunity to move on it because we can coordinate it with our goals and dreams. It's not that we're not willing to make the right connections. Most of us know how to connect with people of influence and understanding and people that can give us access to arenas we don't have access to. It's not that We get caught in dead zones where we get stuck there for years and don't realize we're not getting a signal from God or from anyone else. It's not even that we're not willing to recalculate when we go the wrong way. The number one reason why people don't achieve dynamic success in their life, they're guilty of cheating on their goals and dreams with everybody else's agenda. In the year 2020, the year of perfect vision, the question I have for you right now is this. Are you guilty of cheating on your goals and dreams because your GPS is full of everybody else's agenda? The most valuable resource you will ever have is time. What you water is what's going to grow. You're responsible to make sure you're using your time to water the right things. Dr. Thicklin, that's all I got for. That's all I got. And listen, if you can't take that message and change your 2020, you deserve to be stuck in this season. You deserve to be stuck here. I ain't got no excuse for you.
Well, listen, what you have said, first of all, you got to tell them how to get the book.
Absolutely.
Yes, My Success, because, listen, you made it as plain as to be. Matter of fact, you left no wiggle room, no place to run. No place to run. I mean,
absolutely.
How can you run from that? Man,
absolutely.
You said a lot of things that really resonated. A lot of things. You talked about the person that was stuck on the job and having that destination in you, knowing what's there, but we're stuck because of things like convenience and comfort.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And that becomes our enemy. You talked about how to get out of that, which is so important because we're delaying and we've not gotten any further than where we should be. But you said something there I thought that was incredible.
Absolutely.
You talk about recalculating. Wow. What
absolutely.
A word that resonates with everyone because life will present situations that we will have to recalculate. Doesn't mean that the journey is over. Doesn't mean that it have escaped us. It doesn't mean that it's unobtainable. We simply have to recalculate, and that's a powerful stuff. So I've got to ask you this because I think that the audience will want to know, first of all, they need to know how to get your book.
Gotcha.
So that's important.
Gotcha. Okay, so the easiest way to get a copy of this gem, and this is the thing about me. Once you know your calling, you know your gift, you know your talent, you have to support yourself. There are people watching this right now that's not playing all out because they have, as Les Brown says, they are living a misplaced life. They don't believe in them. I can't believe in you if you don't believe in you. So if you don't think you're the bomb.com and what you've been put on the plan, don't try to sell me yourself because I'm not going to believe you unless you give me the energy that says you're the best there is at what it is you've been put here to do on this planet. So number one, to get the book, it's pretty easy. Go on to Amazon.com. Amazon.com is GPS My Success. And you can search for GPS My Success or just search for the word Kareem R. Ellis. And that's K-A-R-I-M, middle initial R, last name Ellis. The book is up, I believe, for $19. Or you can get an ebook copy, I think, for like $8 or $7. Okay. But there is no excuse for anyone to be stuck if there is a handy dandy roadmap showing you exactly what steps you need to take to get unstuck, to get focused, and to get on your grind and hustle. One of the things I believe is this. We don't really measure decades by individual years. In other words, when someone says, man, what was your favorite year? I don't say 1976. I don't say 1985. I don't say 1993. I say the 90s. I say the 80s. Or I remember the 70s. We measure years by decades.
Right.
And so how you start the year is a great inclination of how you're going to go through the year and how you finish the year. One of the things T.D. Jakes said at the beginning of this year that was so powerful, he said, you got to have an autopsy report. Before 2020 comes to a close, you got to have an autopsy. You don't put a body in the ground and bury it till you do an autopsy to discover the reason of death. You got to know why the thing died so it doesn't repeat itself. For some of you, it died because you had false sense of security. You had all your income coming from one stream, one source.
Wow.
I'm sorry?
I just said, because that's what this year actually, it exposed.
Yeah.
It exposed our fragility. Mm-hmm. It exposed the fact that really dead end. It mm-hmm. exposed the fact that perhaps we did not expand our vision, oftentimes being stuck because we understand where there is vision, there is provision.
Yes.
We missed the provision because the vision was scared inside of that.
I love it because it's spot on. Here's the thing. God is never going to give you a vision without provision. And this Absolutely. Is the thing we miss the most. One of my favorite stories and passages in the Bible is where Moses comes back to argue with Pharaoh about freeing the slaves. And Pharaoh's so outraged by it. He said, because of what you did, I'm ordering the Hebrews to double the workload of bricks they made. And they got to do it without straw. Here's the dilemma. You can't make bricks back then without straw. You're taking mud and packing it around the straw to form the shape. You just can't take this mud and pack it and make it work out. God loves you so much. He's not going to give you a vision to achieve without the provision. He's not Pharaoh. He can't send me out as a speaker without giving me the gift of communication and gab.
Absolutely.
Everything you need for your vision is already there. But if you don't know what the vision looks like because you're not moving with clarity, you're not going to recognize the resources in person form and education form and financial form. You'll miss your mark. And the thing you said about convenience versus sitting on the sidelines, the enemy loves it when we get comfortable. Because to win a game, if I win the game by running out the shot clock, who cares? I still won the game.
Absolutely.
If I'm up by 1 point and the ball's in your court, if I can tie you up long enough that the shot clock goes off in the game, a win is a win. I don't care how I win, as long as I keep you complacent and keep you stuck where you are. To walk into your purpose, your calling, your destiny will always mean leaving your comfort zone, period. I've never seen anybody do greatness in the comfort zone.
You know, you said something. It's amazing. As I hear you talk, you know, it is so plain to follow. Because in one sense, we see some enemies here. Convenience, right?
Oh, absolutely.
And comfort.
Yes.
Now, those three things, if they operate in our life too long, it kills dreams. You have no passion. You don't want to move from where you are. But when we are driven by dreams, when we're driven by that, it awakens us from where we are. And
absolutely.
So I think that oftentimes, you know, when we really make up our mind, when we really make up our mind that we're going to go after what we need to go after, we're going to have to look inside of ourselves, first of all, looking inside of ourselves to introspect our own self. But inside of ourselves is the dream. But when we look outside of ourselves, that's when we awake. We're going
Absolutely.
To have to awaken
and I
really
love
get
it. Things done. Listen, you got me clapping like Hercules, Hercules. I love it. Here's one more key thing that you said that people aren't paying attention to. We said comfort. You said earlier, I think you said comfort and convenience. I think those are the things you said earlier. What has there been an abundance of in 2020? Once everything got shut down, everybody's at home comfortable and it's convenient. So many people are off their grind in this season. When this was the season, you should have been grinding the hardest.
Yes.
Very little limitation, very little room for error. If I'm at home in my house by quarantine with nothing but time, books should be cranked out. Businesses should be created.
Yes.
Connections should be formed. There's no reason when God has removed every barrier out my way, every excuse, I got to work 40 hours a week. Every barrier is down. Why are you not being productive?
Right.
That's vision. Wow. If I don't understand where I'm going, I won't know what to do with the 12 plus hours I got on my day right now. I'll waste it watching Netflix.
Man, I love this. I love it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That's why I started my blog again. I took a 2-year sabbatical. It was supposed to be a couple of months and it wound up being 2 years.
But here's the thing. It's okay for the delay. What's not okay is not to hear God calling in your ear saying, now is the time.
Yes.
There are people that are, he's calling out to them. He stripped certain things and changed certain things. I believe that there's a wealth shift going on right now because of COVID-19. A lot of things that were norm will never go back the same way again.
Absolutely. Right.
There are a lot of changes. The idea is, can I identify the changes and ride the curve? Because one of my beliefs is money is a reward for solving a problem. What problem have I been put here to solve? Some people at jobs is not paying them what they're worth, using up their time and abusing their time, and you're still not making the coin you're supposed to make because you're spending 40 hours a week solving the wrong problem. God never called you to solve that problem.
Wow. Wow. What would you say? Because oftentimes you said so much earlier. Mm-hmm. And I think that there are times that people can feel that nudge, that call yes. from God, and they know they have that talent and ability, mm. but they are trapped into what I call labels. Mm. Labels of how do I fit into this? So, for instance, you know, we talk about our background and side of things. And so some people, when they see this gift on you, this incredible gift of gab and talking, the first thing they say, man, you ought to be a preacher. And they go to the conventional pulpit.
Yes.
And so people get stuck there. They go and go cemetery and all this other stuff. But that might not have been where God mostly wants to use them. Mm. And so inside of this, you are spreading, if you would, a gospel of inspiration, a gospel of liberation, a gospel of destination, a gospel of transformation. And you don't have to have a cross around your neck to do so.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This is one thing I believe. A pastor is nothing more than a motivational speaker.
Right.
People keep missing that mark.
He motivates people to go to God.
Yes. Yes. And that's the thing. A pastor is nothing different than a motivator. T.D. Jakes is one of the most powerful motivational speakers you can listen to.
Absolutely.
And there's a host of them. It's just the topic they talk about is in relation to the arena where they have been planted as seed.
Yes.
And that's the byproduct of the fruit. So the idea number one is I got to identify my God-given gifts and talents. Before
right.
I walked into the speaking arena, I was teaching people how to flip houses in real estate.
Mm-hmm.
I was using the gift of gab on stage. I was still in front of audiences, but I wasn't getting the rate of return I was supposed to get because my seed wasn't plantedly propped in the right environment. The only thing that happened to me was I was supposed to speak for an hour. I finished within 40 minutes. I had 20 minutes time left over, and I start to flow from the heart about my journey, my story, what got me to this stage. And more people resonated with the last 20 minutes of the presentation than the 40 minutes about how to make a quick buck flipping a house. People see your greatness on you before you do. Your wall, so people can see you. You have to listen. So you said something powerful. You said something about a pastor. You know, you have no idea how many times you have a pastoral anointing when you speak. Now, you got to understand something. This is like a cheetah. I ain't never seen a cheetah complain about running 70 miles per hour.
Not at all.
I ain't never seen a cheetah say, yeah, I caught you, but I got the home court advantage, dude. I run 70 miles per hour. Hey, you ain't have a chance. A cheetah going to use his gift and talent to make his way easier. Every creature on the planet, an eagle can spot a spray 2 miles in the air. That bunny rabbit has no idea. That eagle up 2 miles in the air already has spotted you, talons out, you dinner. A bat can see in the middle of the darkest cave using sonar. Every creature on this planet has been given some sort of unique gift and talent. So if all these creatures have it, we'd be foolish to think God didn't think enough of us to give us something that gives us our home court advantage. Education is something you learn between 12 years of your life or 14 years of your life, or if you're a career student, maybe 20 years of your life. But a gift and talent is something you are born with. You
Absolutely.
Come onto this planet with a gift and talent. The world's taught us to chase education. And I say do that all day long. But while you're chasing education, you better discover your home court advantage. You better discover the very thing God gave to you, because it's the difference between being stuck in this season and being stuck in your destiny season. And most people miss the mark on that. So with me, I was always running my mouth. I got in trouble for talking too much. I just had
me
to
too.
Ask the question, why do I have this gift? Why do I have the charisma where I speak and I draw people to me on school buses, you know, and getting in trouble in school for it? Why do I have the gift? If I can understand the gift, then I can understand the calling. But the Absolutely. Gift always precedes the calling. It's always there. Your job is to wake up and discover your gift. And that helps you figure out your purpose.
Absolutely. I mean, I couldn't have said it better. Absolutely awesome. GPS, my success. Amazon.com. Listen, for those that are ebook readers and you want to put it on your Kindle, yeah, you can pay the $8 and all that. But if you want to have that in your hand,
it's there. It's there.
Pull it out. Yeah, I say go on and get it. I'm ordering mine even as we speak over here, trying to do it inconspicuously over here, but we're doing so. Absolutely.
Powerful. I love it.
Powerful.
Yeah, I've been a little silent on this show because I told people how wonderful and magnificent you are. So I figured I'd step back and let them see for themselves, because usually when I speak a thing, they know it's right on. So I Absolutely. Know they know it's right on now since they've heard you. And what is the most memorable moment that you've had as a speaker?
Most memorable moment I had as a speaker. I'll give you two. I got to give you two, because there's a dumb moment and there's a great moment.
Okay.
The dumb moment is why I drove from Cincinnati, Ohio to Oklahoma City to speak to 480 individuals from the Oklahoma Department of Transportation. And I drove there because I was doing my game time presentation with all my props, and I was afraid that somehow I was going to get lost on the plane. And so I drove 14 hours in the wintertime, and I never do that again.
Wow.
That was the dumbest thing. I was, and I drove alone. There was no one in the car. The brother was on, you know, you squeeze the wheel trying to give yourself some blood.
Exactly.
That was the dumbest thing I did. The most powerful thing I'm going to say, the most memorable, was the Les Brown tour with you. Les Brown tour with you. Being on the road with Les. Because as speakers, there's milestones in your journey. There's moments you cross that you'll never forget. And because I looked up to Les for so long, I can't even say on the road tour. I'm going to say Master the Mic. It was Master the Mic. Because the presentation I was going to give that day, and this is why the book's important. Everything I did at Master Mic was the strategy in this book. I knew I needed the connection. I knew Les was the connection. I knew I wasn't going to just walk into Les in a grocery store. I had to find a way to creatively put myself in front of Les to get his attention. One of the most powerful scriptures in the book of life says your gift will make room for you and put you before powerful people. It didn't say your money will put you before powerful people. It didn't say your sexy good looks. It didn't say your 36, 26, 36. It didn't say your six-pack abs. It didn't say your education. It said your gift will make room for you and put you before powerful people. That means there's certain arenas you don't get access to until you use your gift as the key to unlock it. So when I did that keynote in front of Les, they don't know. I came up with that keynote at 12 o'clock at night.
Wow.
I 12 o'clock at night. I created it 12 o'clock at night. I got
and you tore that stage up. I met you coming down.
I did the mic drop. And when I saw Les get up and I saw the rest of the room do the standing ovation, and it was the only standing ovation of the night. I knew I had it. I said my gift caught his attention, and all the people in the room that needed to know who I am, they know me now. Yes. And so for me as a speaker, I felt like that was my moment. That was my draft moment. That was my NFL draft moment. I came out, I lit the stage up, I ran through it flawlessly, and I walked off the stage. I did the mic drop, and that was it.
Yeah, when you dropped that mic, it was all over. It was like everybody just like, ah!
but this is the thing, Dr. Val. People think my gift is communication. That's not my number one gift. And this is why you have to know your gifts. My number one gift is creativity. Mm-hmm. That's my number one gift. My job is to figure out how to take a message and deliver it in such a way that was going to stand out different than everyone else in the room and leave everyone just stunned. That was creativity. That's the same gift I had as a child when I was going to get my butt whooped for doing something. I'm creatively trying to think how to get out of it. Like, wow, wait a minute. Coming up with stories in life.
This strategies.
Your gift and talent has been with you since you came onto the planet.
Yes.
We just haven't realized it. We haven't realized that we've been using our gifts all this time in order to get our way or to get out of trouble.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yeah, you can tell those that get in trouble all the time because they do talk a lot.
Yes, they do. Hey, my senior year, I was voted most talkative. It's in my yearbook. So absolutely. Absolutely.
This has been certainly an amazing time. And I can't wait to have you back and for the country to kind of get kind of little balance, because I can see you through international speaking on stages and stuff. But meanwhile, you are available international doing Zoom calls. I've been booking Les all across the country doing Zoom calls, and this is certainly a platform that you can dominate. And I'm not just saying it because you're here on my show. I'm saying it because you are great. You're awesome. You're a wonderful person. Your personality goes before you. The integrity that you possess. So I know about your integrity because we've had a chance to dialogue and meet. So I appreciate your integrity as a speaker, because sometimes who that person is behind the mic isn't that person that emanates from the stage. So I appreciate you for being who you are, authentic.
I received that compliment both here in my heart and in my head. One of the things I learned a long time ago, keep it real, because keeping it fake gets expensive.
Yes.
Always keep it real, because being fake will cost you in the long run. And as speakers, we've seen it. We've seen a lot of double-edged swords on stage and then backstage access. Like, if they know who you really are, books and stuff is going bye-bye.
Yeah, because some speakers, they like, why you don't do this? Why did I say, yeah, okay. You know, it's because I already know who you are. So I need to make sure. So a lot of people really don't know, like from Facebook, that I have a speakers bureau, Arise by VNP and Associates, and that I've been Les Brown's booking agent for about 27 years. Usually on Facebook, I just promote my foundation, The Soul of a Woman, for domestic violence. But my for-profit is a speaker bureau and public relations company. So this is what I do. And I'm an author. I've written 4 books. And you can find that on my website, from thesoulofawoman.com. So individuals like Kareem, you can find on my speakers bureau, arisebyvnp.com.
There you go. And again, this is why it's so important to make the right connections. This is why it's so important to make the right connections. You got to be with the right people, the right team, or you will be stuck. I can tell people.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things I'll say, and I know our time is almost up. One of the things that I really felt that you connected with this audience tonight with, Kareem, is the fact that there was such a degree of transparency in what you said. That people could relate to it. In other words, they didn't have to be an Einstein to relate to it. They didn't have to be Doofus to relate to it. It was right there. If we can't take the analogy, the metaphorical sense of the GPS and be able to go forward with it, then I tell you we won't make it. You made it plain. You made it very touchable, very relatable. And I believe that it can start right now for some people. Another one of your listeners said that we may not can change our destination overnight, but we can change our direction overnight. And somebody's going to change directions tonight.
And that's what it's all about. As speakers, we plant seed. But Dr. Dow, you know, oftentimes because we bounce all over, we don't get a chance to see if that seed grew or not. We sprinkle seed in the minds of people. I say that, you know, the mind is fertile soil. The problem with soil is I've never seen soil discriminate against what grows there. My yard ain't going to discriminate against whether grass or a weed grows. It's going to grow whatever lands in that fertile soil. So our job is to plant seed. And we know we live in a world of weed, but we don't know oftentimes if we get a chance to go back and see what grew. You know, so oftentimes it's great just to be able to sprinkle the seed across, especially in this medium here, because we can reach a million people.
Millions of people.
All over the world, not just in the States. And then you get the messages of folks. I mean, I heard the message. It was so powerful. It was a game changer. I created a business off of this and so on and so forth. So this is the message I've been given for, I want to say, like 8 years at this point in time. Les is the one who convinced me to turn it to a book. put this in a book and I do the foreword for it. And so here we are.
Well, he knows greatness when he sees it.
Absolutely. I ain't going to deny that.
He definitely knows greatness when he sees it. Absolutely. So I appreciate you for taking the time to stop by Hot Topics from the Soul. And if you want more information on Kareem, as I said, you can go to his website, KareemEllis.com. And also you can email me at arisebyvnp@hotmail.com for more information if you want to book him, because he is going to turn your event out. So those of you that are corporate, that are connected to me, you got a chance to hear him live.
Absolutely. Absolutely. This has been tremendous. Kareem, listen, continue to do so. I don't know if I have had 10 cups of coffee or what, but I'm a lot more motivated at this hour than I was 3 hours ago. So
they tell me I'm contagious, but not with COVID. I'm contagious with motivation. So
I got
if you don't want to catch it, say at least 6 feet away.
Okay.
Reem, close us out with a quote.
All right. So the quote I'm going to give you guys is this: when opportunity presents itself, you move. It's been a quote I've given many times on many different stages, both in the country and out the country. When opportunity presents itself, you move. Don't overthink it. Don't over-rationalize it. Don't argue with the fact that you are chosen for the opportunity. Don't talk about if you're too old, if you're too fat, if you're not the right color, if you're not the right gender, if you're not the right sexual preference. The thing is, opportunities are game changers. They're designed to change the trajectory of your life. One of the reasons you're hearing from me right now is when God put the opportunity in front of me, I simply moved.
When opportunity drop the mic. Itself,
you move.
The mic drop. Good night. God bless. And thank you for joining us on Hot Topics from the Soul.
Okay. There we go.
All righty.